It's amazing to think how far AI has come, you know? But sometimes it feels like we're stuck, like we're missing something. We keep feeding these systems tons of data, and they do these crazy things, but real intelligence, the kind that can really learn and adapt, it just seems out of reach.
Yeah, it's a real head-scratcher. It makes you wonder if there's a different way to think about AI, a different approach, and that's what this deep dive is all about.
Okay, so lay it on me.
Yeah.
What's the big idea we're diving into today?
We're exploring this concept called the information intent nexus. It's a pretty wild idea that links information, something called intent, and the very fabric of reality.
Intent, like a conscious plan. I'm already intrigued.
Not necessarily conscious. Think of it more like a fundamental tendency to drive towards something. And the big question we're tackling is this. Can this intent, this push we see in the universe, help us design better AI? We're looking at all sorts of sources, AI simulations, theories about cosmic intent, even mathematical models of intent, and discussions about the nature of information itself.
So we're not just going on a cosmic philosophy trip, right? We're looking for concrete ways to make AI smarter.
Exactly. We're looking for those aha moments that can translate into real-world applications.
I'm all for aha moments. Where do we even begin with something this big?
Well, let's start with intent as a filter. One of our sources, AI Agent Simulation, Dynamics of Intent, talks about how an agent's circles of intent, cool concept, basically determine what the AI focuses on.
Circles of intent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm picturing these glowing rings around a little AI robot. What do these circles actually do?
Well, not quite glowing rings, but imagine you have an AI learning to play a game, right? Instead of trying to understand everything on the screen all at once, what if the AI could prioritize? What if it had an intent to win that acted like a filter, guiding it to focus on the most important things, the opponent, the score, its own resources?
So it's like giving the AI a built-in sense of what's important, what to pay attention to. That could be huge for cutting through all the noise.
Exactly. It's all about making AI learning more focused, more efficient. It's a question we keep coming back to. Can we build AI that can filter information based on a specific learning intent?
That makes a lot of sense. It's like when we learn, we don't try to cram every single fact into our brains.
Mm-hmm.
We focus on the key concepts. Okay, so intent as a filter. What else did we find in those simulations?
There's this other fascinating finding in the AI agent simulations, intent, complexity, and stability source that really caught my eye.
Hit me with it.
They found that even really simple AI agents, without being specifically programmed to adapt, they start forming these stable groups and their behavior actually gets more complex over time.
They get more complex on their own. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
How does that tie back to the universe and this intent thing?
Well, it's a bit like what we see happening in the universe, right? Mm-hmm. There's this idea of a primordial intent described in cosmic intent, information, neutrinos, and dark matter. It suggests that the universe, at its most fundamental level, tends towards complexity and stable structures.
Like how atoms form molecules. And then those molecules combine to create even more complex things.
Exactly. So the universe isn't just random chaos. There seems to be this underlying drive towards order and complexity, which is pretty mind-blowing when you think about it.
It definitely is. So how can we use that idea, that drive towards complexity, to make AI better?
It's a really interesting question. Maybe we can design AI learning algorithms that encourage the formation of these stable knowledge clusters. Imagine an AI that naturally groups information into meaningful chunks, building a sort of internal mental map of the world.
So instead of just memorizing a jumble of facts,
mm-hmm.
the AI actually organizes what it learns into a cohesive structure. That sounds like it could make the AI more robust, more adaptable.
Right. It's like helping the AI to build a solid foundation of knowledge. Okay, now let's get a little bit more abstract. Buckle up, because we're going into the world of mathematical equations.
Oh boy, math. I'm ready to be mind blown.
This source, Formalizing Intent, Mathematical Approaches, explores the idea of representing intent using math, specifically as a field, like we see with forces in physics.
A field. Like a magnetic field. Is the idea to program a magnetic field into the AI?
Haha. It's not about directly translating those physics equations into code. It's more about the idea of a guiding influence. Just like a magnetic field can affect the movement of particles, could we create a similar intent field within an AI that shapes how it learns? The math here might not be directly transferable, but it sparks a really interesting thought process.
I see. So it's like providing a framework for the AI to organize its thoughts,
yeah.
guiding it towards meaningful connection.
Exactly. It's about finding the underlying principles that govern learning and intelligence. The source also talks about intent as a fundamental constant in learning equations.
A constant? Like the speed of light?
Kind of. It's a fascinating idea. Could there be a fundamental learning constant that helps us optimize how AI learns? Maybe it could help us fine-tune learning rates in a much more precise way.
So instead of just throwing data at the AI and hoping for the best, we'd have a more nuanced understanding of how it learns best.
That's the hope. It's a pretty radical shift in perspective. We're going beyond just the mechanics of how AI works and trying to understand the deeper why behind learning.
Okay, I'm liking this shift in perspective. Now, I'm curious about this idea of the universe going through an exploratory phase. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, the source Primordial Exploration and the Shaping of Physical Law suggests that the early universe was like a giant experiment with all these different things happening, some successful, some leading to dead ends. And it was through this process of exploration that the laws of physics as we know them today emerged.
So the universe basically learned by trying things out and seeing what worked. That's pretty cool.
Right. And this ties back to the idea that the universe has this inherent drive to know itself, even at the level of particles. There are some mind-boggling theories about how particles like the electron might be actively involved in mapping out the universe's properties.
Whoa, so even particles are curious. It's like the universe itself is on a quest for knowledge. Okay, but how does this cosmic exploration relate to AI?
Here's a thought. What if we could design AI that has that same innate curiosity, that same intent to explore? What if, instead of just analyzing data passively, AI could actively seek out new information, even learning from its mistakes along the way?
An AI that's not just a number cruncher, but an explorer, a trailblazer, that could lead to some pretty incredible breakthroughs.
Exactly. It could be especially useful when dealing with complex data sets where the answers aren't obvious. It could lead to more creative, more robust solutions.
This all makes me think about entropy, the tendency for things to become more disordered over time. But the universe seems to be doing the opposite. It keeps getting more complex. How does that work?
It's a great observation. Our sources, particularly the Intentional Universe #2.txt and Untitled3.pdf, suggest that this primordial intent might be a counterforce to entropy, at least locally. It seems to drive the universe toward more stable and complex structures, at least within certain pockets.
So it's like this cosmic push towards organization, even though entropy is always lurking in the background.
You got it. The universe, in a sense, is a giant information processing system. And this intent, this inherent tendency, might be what guides the flow of information toward more complex and interesting structures. This is another big one for AI. Could we design systems that mimic this, that naturally organize information into more complex and stable forms?
That would be huge. AI models can sometimes get so complex that they begin hard to understand. Could this idea of intent help guide them towards more elegant and insightful solutions?
It's a really exciting possibility. By encouraging AI to find unifying principles or build hierarchical knowledge structures, we might be able to create models that are both powerful and interpretable.
Okay, now let's dive into the deep end, shall we? Let's talk about intent and quantum mechanics.
Hold on to your hats, folks. Things are about to get really weird. Our source, Untitled4.pdf, and some other sources suggest that the very act of observation, the intent to measure, might influence outcomes in the quantum world. Some even speculate that quantum uncertainty, the idea that things are fundamentally unpredictable at that level, might be connected to our limited understanding of this primordial intent.
Whoa. So our intent as observers might affect reality at the quantum level. That's some serious mind-bending stuff. But how does this connect to AI?
It's a bit of a leap, but it makes you think about AI in a new light. If our intent can influence quantum systems, could the intent to learn built into an AI system affect how it learns? Could it shed light on the black box problem where we don't fully understand how some AI models make decisions?
So by understanding the intent behind an AI's learning process, we might be able to make its decisions more transparent, more explainable.
Exactly. It's about understanding the fundamental limits and possibilities of AI learning. Okay, we've covered a lot of theoretical ground. Are there any practical examples of these ideas actually working in AI?
It's still early days, but there are some really interesting simulations out there. Sources like AI agent simulation, dynamics of intent, and particle genesis unraveling complexity and stability across diverse experiments.wav show how incorporating the concept of intent in AI simulations can lead to emergent behavior, like those complex patterns and stable groups we talked about.
Those simulations give us a glimpse into how these ideas might play out in real-world AI. The information intent nexus framework could be the key to designing better simulations and, ultimately, better AI learning algorithms.
So, if I'm understanding this right, we're saying that by looking at the universe, at these fundamental drives toward information, complexity, and stability, we might find a whole new way to approach AI. We might be able to create AI that's not just powerful, but also efficient, robust, and understandable.
You nailed it. And while some of these connections to cosmology and physics might seem a bit out there, they have the potential to lead to some truly groundbreaking discoveries in AI.
It's all about finding the principles that underlie intelligence itself, whether it's in the universe or in a machine. So to our listeners out there, think about this. If the universe itself has this intent to know, to explore and understand, how can we design AI that taps into that same drive? How can we create machines that truly want to learn and explore the world around them?
It's a question worth pondering. By exploring the intersection of AI and the fundamental workings of the universe, we might unlock a whole new level of understanding and intelligence.
It's a pretty exciting time to be working in AI.
It is. The possibilities are truly endless.